This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Secretary of Treasury Steven Mnuchin today gently pushed back against President Trump's repeated criticism of the Federal Reserve this week. While the president called the Fed raising rates, quote, insane, Mnuchin said today he thinks Fed Chair Jay Powell, quote, is doing a good job. But it is true that the cost of borrowing for a house or condo is going up. Data out this week from Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year fixed rate is now at 4.9%, the highest in 7 years. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The bump in mortgage rates comes in the midst of a strong economy, crazy low unemployment, and predictions of inflation. Sam Cater is chief economist at Freddie Mac. He says we've already seen impacts from the rising rates. Home buying has slowed. This is the sixth straight month of declines.
That's welcome in some sense because there has just not been enough supply to meet that demand, and that's generated a run-up in home prices. And so I think it'll also lead to a slowdown in home price growth as well.
Who'll be affected the most? Millennials, who've swamped the market in the past few years. Still, these rates aren't that bad historically, says Peter McCarthy, a mortgage executive at PNC Bank. And he says wannabe homeowners still have options.
Lenders have many products out there effective for both, you know, new home buyers, millennials, etc.
One option, he says, the adjustable rate mortgage. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.